It's Jam 107.7, the only radio station in Connecticut with an exclusive interview with the one and only.
What's up?
The man, the myth, the legend.
How we doing?
Mr. Andy Grammer, how are you, sir?
Dude, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, so well. Super excited for your show coming up this weekend. I know you're a busy man, so I really appreciate you taking out some time to talk about me for this upcoming show.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you on your way up now, or what's going on? You see you in the car.
Now, you know, we had a day off in West Virginia, so I just rented a car. I'm going to go see some friends.
Oh, there you tonight. Go. West Virginia is beautiful.
I'm the worst. Like, I travel so much that I the times that you would say, like, do you want to go hang out with a friend? Like, you want to meet me there? It's like 15 right. minutes away. I just like, I'm going to see a friend in like North Carolina. I'm driving like 5 hours to go see him. I'm just like,
oh, no kidding. See, you got to do what you got to do, though. Your friends come first, right? Friends and family.
Yeah.
Do you ever find out, you know, it's kind of weird being behind the wheel after traveling so much to drive again?
Oh, man, I love it. Listen to like a good book. I've just listened to a Paul Simon record right now.
Yeah, all right. That's a good team. So this weekend, Sunday, you're going to be hanging out over at Fox Hills Resort Casino for a great show.
Yes.
And I know music is, it's all you. You're Emmy Award winner, platinum artist. I want to really dive deep. I know we don't have a lot of time. You're a busy guy. On songs that really are deep emotional level for you. Can you tell us like a particular song that's a real significance to you? I know your new song Joy kind of has that kind of meaning to it, right?
Yeah, man. You know, there's one we just did last week. We had a great show last night in Long Island. And I just love to try to create space. When you come to a concert, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I like to say it's like a spiritual chiropractic session.
Okay.
Right? Like you go in and music can go like move stuff around.
Totally.
It doesn't usually get moved around. And then you leave a concert. If you've ever left like a really great concert and you're like, oh man, I feel good for some reason. Like something different. I feel good right now. That's like the highest compliment that I think I can get. That's what I'm trying to do when people come to the shows. So there's a lot of music that does that, hopefully. And, you know, last night we had this lady who just lost her husband, family came, and I have a song called These Tears, and we dedicated it to her, and her whole family like hugged her while we sang the whole song. Oh man, it was like really sweet.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Just like moments like that happening where like it feels like a whole community can like help somebody. It's been an unbelievable tour so far.
How do you prepare for going on stage when these big things are happening like that?
Oh, it's the best. At this point, it's just the best. Like I started as a street performer and was like borderline begging people to stop to listen to me while they were getting jeans at the mall. So to come on stage with like everybody's already ready to go is a dream.
That's so awesome. I did have one question. I saw some interviews before. I mean, I heard that your family's traveling with you. Are they still going out and about?
Yeah, they're coming out in about a week, which is like mayhem and really fun. Yeah, I got a 6 and a 3-year-old and I actually brought them on stage a couple of times on the last tour they came out on, and they were like not scared at all, went up, sang. And then later that night, they're like, do you think we should probably be more like a bigger part of your show? Like, it was really funny.
That's so cool. So I know, you know, we're all over the place too, on the road all the time. It can be tough being away from your family, I'm sure, but it's nice that you get to bring it with you. So,
yeah, it's really fun.
We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Andy Grammer coming to Foxwoods this Sunday. Tickets are still available. Get them at foxwoods.com. The Emmy Award winner, platinum artist. So great to have you here. We're going to be right back. And you know what? Speaking of Andy Grammer, I'm going to play one of your songs right now. Jam 107.7, we have Andy Grammer on the line. Such an honor to have you here doing an exclusive interview. The only radio station in Connecticut to have you for this Sunday at Foxwoods Resort Casino. So we were talking about some cool stuff earlier. Let's dive right back into it. So I know you've collaborated with a bunch of various artists, Pentatonics, right? You just have a new single with them.
Dude, the Pentatonics collaboration is really fun. Yeah. I had this song that had like initially I had a vocoder for the hook. Mm-hmm. And then we had the idea that it would be really cool to get all of them singing on it. So they came into the studio and I'm really proud of that one. That one banged last night. That was really good.
Oh, they're so cool too. I mean, all the different things they're doing with their voices. And I can't imagine having,
I know,
like with being live with you there as well is just so amazing. So strong. And the energy must be through the roof.
They brought a great flair to that song. It's unbelievable.
Is there like an artist that you kind of have on a bucket list you want to collab with?
Man, not someone that I'm like gunning for. Usually it's kind of like this, like the expensive track. Like come up with a song and then feel while I'm writing it or once it's almost done, like, oh, you know who we should get? That would be incredible for this. Yeah. So it usually comes with the process of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Through like the vibe. I get it. So you're like, this will be a better fit for that one, for this one. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. And I know I'm kind of asking some serious stuff, but how about digging deep into Andy Grammer? Like, what's a song that you would sing in the shower? You're having a good time, you know, really that hits you at home.
Okay, so this is, I just found out about this yesterday, but we had a dance party on the tour bus to it last night.
Okay.
And it's called Pump It Up, and it just says Pump It Up the whole time, so it shouldn't be as good as it is. But look up a song called
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like, you got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
I like had a bag of Doritos in my hand last night on the tour bus with that blasting, and the whole band and crew was just like, you got to pump it up. So that's my jam right now.
Speaking of your jam, wasn't basketball sort of your thing before you got into music, or?
Dude, I love basketball. It's my favorite.
Really?
So, We play as much as we can on the road. Like, if I could find a court where there's like pickup games, like, I'll go run.
Oh, really?
And I'm so excited for the NBA season to start. We were like watching the pre-games, the preseason stuff already. It's like, I'm a big fan.
You think you wanted to be in the NBA before your, you know, music really hit you?
I definitely wanted to be in the NBA. I peaked pretty early. I got the MVP of my eighth grade team.
And then
reality started crashing in on varsity. And that was like one of the reasons that I like went into music. I went and picked up the guitar when I didn't start junior year. That like threw me for a loop.
How tall are you now?
Wait a second. What the hell? I'm 6 feet. That's never going to be. But I'm like very competitive, and it's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, that's so great. See, I'm horrible at anything sports. Just no, music is my thing. I started with the music. Sports, forget about it. I could barely, you know, get the thing in the garbage can if I'm throwing a piece of paper into it. Forget it. It could be right next to me. I'm so uncoordinated.
Dude, my daughter is in first grade, and they had like a dad basketball tournament.
Yeah,
and I definitely like hurt myself playing so hard because I like had to show up for it.
See, that's what I'm worried about one day when I have a kid. I don't want to be like a failure at these school events. I gotta try to act like.
Dude, can I tell you something that I tell everybody that's about to have a kid?
What's that?
This is my favorite thing to tell you. Okay, so you've had an incredible life. You've met unbelievable people. You've had incredible experiences. And you haven't met your favorite person yet.
Oh, wow.
Like your favorite person on the planet.
Yeah.
You haven't met yet. And you're about to meet your favorite. That's so dope.
That's so deep. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I know. It's awesome.
That's crazy. I know, you know, you're a busy guy. I'm going to wrap it up real quick, though. What can we expect this Sunday at Foxwoods Resort Casino? We're super excited to have you.
Man, you know, I was on stage last night. The crowd was screaming all the lyrics. My band, I had a moment where I was like, man, my band is so, these musicians are so good.
Yeah.
The energy is so good. I think that the world is hard right now. And it is a show that is completely focused on love.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we need that. We all need that. So
especially that right now.
That's what you can expect, is it's a whole song about love. It's a whole show about love.
That's what we need. You know, that message to come across.
I need it every night. Yeah.
Yeah. It's people like you that really, you know, get others over that hump. If they're having that real bad day, something through their life, you know, they put one of your songs on it. It just connects with them so much. And they get to see you live now.
There's something special. It's hard to define about singing with other people, like a large groups singing something together, especially when it's like pointing up or like about love or inspirational or whatever. Like, we all need that. And I don't think we get enough of it.
So true. I agree. And you know, you could have such a bad day, you know, even working in radio, if I'm having a bad day, I don't let it show because I want that next person to have a better day, you know, entertain them, have fun doing it. And, you know, I know you've been through some stuff as well, and you go on stage and that changes right away and helps so many people. So definitely excited for this Sunday. I really appreciate your time, Andy Grammer.
Awesome, man. Good to see you, buddy.
You as well.
There, man. Nice
crush
you.
It this weekend. I am so excited. Thank you so much again, and God bless you, all right?
Later, brother.
See ya.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Have a great time. It's so good.
Emmy Award winner, platinum artist, Andy Grammer. Such a great guy. What an honor to interview him here on Jammin' 107.7 this weekend, Sunday, at Foxwoods Resort Casino. They do have a few tickets still available, so head to foxwoods.com to get your next tickets, showtimes, hotel bookings, even download their free mobile app. See, I got you covered here on Jammin' 107.7. Exclusive interview with Mr. Andy Grammer. So cool.